the 16th Annual Accordion Festival. I'm Jan Sluzer in San Francisco, and we'll go to the courtyard of the cannery at Fisherman's Wharf to hear what it's all about.
It's such an expressive instrument. It's an instrument through which you can really let out your emotions, whether you're really happy or feeling sexy. It just reeks of passion.
Tom Terrilio on his lifelong love, the accordion. Terrilio says the piano accordion is indigenous to San Francisco, modeled from hand accordions brought here by immigrants and loved by the working class of the time.
The piano accordion, we contend, was invented in 1907, just right up the street in North Beach. And at one time, there were as many as 8 accordion manufacturers in San Francisco.
In the 60s, with the coming of rock and roll, interest in the accordion faded. And Terrilio says flamboyant entertainer Lawrence Welk didn't help the accordion's image either.
He was schmaltzy. People therefore thought the accordion was schmaltzy because he played one.
Terrilio says now the accordion has come full circle as a roots instrument with the growing popularity of worldwide ethnic music. Terrilio's love for the accordion sparked him to do something about his beloved instrument's hokey image. He convinced local politicians to make the accordion San Francisco's official instrument, but he didn't stop there. Tom Terrilio started National Accordion Awareness Month.
Here again, the accordion was having kind of an image problem, and I said, there's no reason for that. I need to do something about it. So I invented National Accordion Awareness Month.
Kicked off here with Terrilio's annual accordion festival. Terrilio points out that the many accordion festivals held around the United States each year are the only instrument-specific festivals in America. The rest, including jazz, classical, and blues, for example, are genre-specific festivals. Jan Sluzer, San Francisco.